your name, please.
David Lanes and Anne Lanes, we were the vendors to sell the property which belonged at that time to Miss Brelsford, who years ago she was taken in by my great
uncle.
Great uncle and his wife, and she was actually a niece who lived with them for a considerable amount of time. And the property that you're talking about, 87 Moor Lane, was originally built for Sidney Pearson, which was my great uncle.
So he commissioned it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And to that end, we've found a document to bring to Joanne, which states that he bought the land from Ada Harrison. Yeah, it doesn't say where she lived at the time, but he bought the plot of 87 and the plot adjacent to it. Yeah. And at the moment, I haven't found out how much he paid for the plot. We know how much the bungalow cost at the time.
What year are we talking about, the construction?
1926, wasn't it?
Bought 25.
Oh, that's 1925.
Yeah.
So that's when they bought the...
The indenture of mortgage is October. Looks like 31st of October in 1925.
I've got the conveyance dated the 27th of September 1924, and this, I think you must have given me this.
Yeah, probably.
You did. And this is the interesting one, in that it says who owned what on Moor Lane at the time. So there was Moor Lane. So it said, so Miss Ada Harrison owned all that plot of Moor Lane. Now, when we moved in, initially somebody said that we were the first house on Moor Lane. But I think we've since found out that we were the second house on Moor Lane, because the first house was next door but one, which I've been inside. And when that was originally built, it was just a one-storey. And I think it was converted from a farm building, because as you go up the stairs, they're very, very steep. And we went to have a look round because one of my friends was interested in buying it. But she was 6 foot and couldn't stand up in the upstairs. So what we think is that was an old farm building that was converted, and that was the first house. And I think they referred to that as the cottage. And then we found documents in the house when we were renovating, as was called the bungalow.
It was.
Yes,
definitely. Sidney Pearson had this property built, and his wife was Lucy. He was a pattern maker by trade, and I suppose in my young life he was foreman of the pattern shop in Ruston and Hornsby. And Lucy, when she was at work, she was a seamstress, and they had one of Sid's sisters living here with them at the time, Emmeline. And she too was a seamstress.
And she was absolutely deaf.
Yeah, so there was a lot of shouting done, yes. Right, okay. So this particular building, Joanne and Dale are only the second inhabitants. It stayed in that family all of the years.
Yeah.
Uncle Sid was... one of five brothers and sisters, my grandmother being his youngest sister.